And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Well, we're about to launch into an odd little theme here, which we do from time to time. This one really for no particular reason other than I have a reason to do it with some of the fun stuff that Peter has sent us from Pinecone Radio. But we're going to start this set off with a track from Dennis Young. What he did is he did a CD a few years ago called Shadow. And more recently, he redid the whole thing in an acoustic version. So we're going to start off with a track from this one. And I got to say, this one kind of fits into that Lou Reed sort of vibe as well. So I don't know if Dennis had some sort of influence from Lou over the years, but great stuff nonetheless. This track's called Flying on Out of the Woods.
He's flying. He's flying. Away within his mind, he wants to die and say goodbye to all he knows and loves. Lost his wife, she went away. She's tired of waiting for him. He lost his job, no money, he's home. He sits and stares alone.
God knows I'm glad to be alive. Don't try to new doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree. It's time for Beaver Gunner Trail.
Ever sat next to somebody like this on an airplane?
My favorite rides are Pirates of the Caribbean and Small World.
Oh, yeah. I like pirates.
And when the kids dress up for Halloween, it reminds me of the first time.
Oh, yeah. The first time.
The first time I went trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they're my kids, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter who you are. If it's your first time, it's your first time.
Yeah.
I like Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
You can be with a friend.
Yeah.
You can sit at home and watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or eat.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah.
It's so much better than working all the time.
Yeah.
Or doing errands.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah.
And by the time Sunday's over, you're ready to go to bed.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are my daughters, see?
Cute.
The one on the right is bigger now.
Adorable.
They both know how to cook.
Sounds fun.
Oh, they're my Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
But hands off my Sunday.
Yeah.
Gotta have a break now and then. Oh, my God.
God, yeah.
Or take me to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do you like the easy rides?
Huh?
You know, Peter Pan, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Allison.
Oh, yeah.
I like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
The black lights. Feels kind of real.
Yeah.
In a storybook kind of way.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, can't you tell?
Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
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 I think it's a boy, but I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh? What's she like?
Huh?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not married. I'm not married.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Delta Airlines. The stewards are so nice.
Yeah.
Probably gay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
They get into the pre-board instructions more than the stewardesses do.
Yeah.
They sometimes laugh.
Yeah.
The pilot sounded gay, too.
Yeah.
You think so?
I don't know.
Very friendly and wispy for a pilot.
Yeah.
My oldest wants to be Jasmine for Halloween.
Yeah?
I told her to pick a princess that covers her navel, though.
Oh, yeah.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Our steward is hot.
Yeah.
Fly, return to your stations.
Bless you.
Yeah.
I don't like flying, so I drive a lot. Over the summer, I had a really bad experience on an airplane. They were flying me between Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket on one of those tiny double-propped airplanes, you know, the ones I'm talking about. No stewardess, you know, the pilot's throwing the peanuts back from the front seat. As I got on the airplane, I noticed that the co-pilot seat was emptied, so I decided I'd sit there just in case we went down, I'd have a good view. And as I was sitting there, Rob Wasserman got on the back of the airplane, and I leaned into the pilot and I said, "That's Rob Wasserman. He's the bass player from the Grateful Dead. He's just got on the back of the airplane." And the pilot leaned over to me and he said, "Well, he's not the principal bass player in the Grateful Dead. That's a guy named Phil Lesh. This guy's in some side band called Rat Dog or something." I don't know if you know the cultural significance of discovering your pilot's a deadhead, but... I broke out in a cold sweat. I said, "How many shows have you been to?" He said, 50. So it's the middle of a rainstorm, and we're running down the runway there, and I'm getting really nervous. We take off, we enter this cloud. I look up, it's gray. I look down, it's gray. I look forward, gray. And I say, "You're not seeing color right now, are you?" So we were ribbing each other back and forth. I could feel my body unclench. And we finally emerged from the cloud, and I could see the runway lights. And I was like, "Land ho, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay." And then he leaned into me and he said, "You know, a lot of famous people die like this." I said, "I'm not famous." He said, "You would be if we went down." That's airlines for you. If you could paint her, she'd be a Picasso. She's got a few things out of place. Like when she smiles, it's slightly out of line. It's half awkward, yet half a grace. While you're unraveling this mystery of how she fits in time and space, she'll drag you into this lover's tale. Though she will not give you a reason. And if you fight her tooth and nail, she won't give up until you lose. She wants the last word, the last dance. She thinks it's absurd that you'd believe in second chances. You're a lost cause, yet here she is. And that is the mystery. Here she is. Here she is. She's a poem by Ferdinand Getty. She's the angel in a nursery. nursery rhyme and she'll set you a place at your table. Fill your cup till you're drunk on red wine. She don't believe in stars or in miracles, though she reads your horoscope daily. And if your response to this is cynical, she'll say, well, who are you to know? She wants the last word, the last dance. She thinks it's absurd that you believe in second chances. You're a lost cause, yet here she is. And that is the mystery. Here she is. Here she is. You're unraveling this mystery of how she fits in time and space. She'll memorize your history and she'll decorate your place. She wants the last word, the last dance. She thinks it's absurd that you'd believe in second chances. You're a lost cause, yet here she is. And that is the mystery. Here she is. Here she is. Here she is.
Ellis Paul here on Out of the Woods, recent guest of ours on the show. Very proud to say he's among them. Yeah, that goes back to a CD he did called Live. I think it must have been, oh, early 2000s, somewhere around there. What year was it? Yeah, actually in 2000. And the intro there, Airplane Pilot Deadhead Story, which I really love. It's actually my favorite track on the disc just because it's so funny. And the song, of course, is called Here She Is, but the intro there fit our airplane theme, thanks to Peter Gullerud out there. Thanks, Peter. So we started off with that one, and I have it on pretty good authority that Rob Wasserman never played bass for the Grateful Dead. Was not the backup bass player. Phil Lesh was the bass player for the Grateful Dead forever and for always. So there you have it. But yeah, we also had, yeah, Peter Gullerud in there talking to a woman on an airplane. Yeah, part one. courtesy of Trail Mix and Pinecone Radio out there in Pine Mountain Club. Thank you, Peter. The Dylan Ayers in there. And that group features Sherman Lee Dylan, who's been a guest on the show a couple times, along with his kids. And the track was called Airplane, Airplane. And that's from their CD, Dirty Dusty Road. And we started you off there, Dennis Young, with a track called Flying, from the acoustic version of his CD, Shadow. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. We have a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.